This podcast is an adaptation of the live radio broadcast of On Wisconsin, containing just the discussion segment. Next time, to catch the whole episode, tune in every Sunday at 3 p.m. on 91.7 FM Madison or streaming worldwide on WSUM.org. Thank you and enjoy.
We are back. You're listening to On Wisconsin on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison. For those of you who are just tuning in, we are discussing Coachella. And just as a reminder, the opinions expressed on the show do not reflect the views of WSUM, UW-Madison, or its Board of Regents. So, for those of you who might be unfamiliar, Coachella is a music festival which is happening this weekend and next weekend. And here in the studio, I have with me two other news team members.
Hello, I'm Ray. I'm the talk director here, and I help out with news team.
I'm Kayla. I have a talk show, and I also help out with news team.
Woo!
So what are your guys' perceptions of Coachella, just to start off?
I miss when the fits went crazy. I feel like everybody on my TikTok, on my Instagram, like, they're really cute. Like, don't get me wrong, the fits are cute, but I miss, like, 2017 when people would wear, like, those butterfly wings on their hands, and, like, when they'd lift up their arms, it looked like they were a butterfly, and, like, the
very, like, cottagecore.
Yeah, or, like, the super extreme, like, glitter on the face, big, like, you know, like, those really big braids with, like, the color, like, I don't know. I miss the older aesthetic of Coachella.
I feel like Coachella was at its peak during, like, 2016 when, like, Emma Chamberlain and all the YouTube girlies were attending.
No, yeah.
You know, Emma Chamberlain did not attend this weekend, at least. So that's saying something. But it was, like, I don't know. They were all there to influence. They were all there with brand deals, like, Tarte or whatever. yeah.
Well, and I also feel like now there's so many more music festivals. I feel like Lollapalooza has gotten really big lately. So I feel like it's not like, oh, Coachella is, I mean, Coachella is still, like, the number one music festival. But it's not like, oh, every single person, like, we need to go to Coachella if we want to see good live music. Because now I feel like there's so many other festivals and, you know, artists are playing at, like, more than one.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I kind of rely on Ray for all of my pop culture news because they're, like, our resident pop culture expert. So when they pitched the idea of doing, like, a Coachella discussion this week, in my mind I went, do people go to Coachella anymore? Because I remember I would just see, like, on social media stuff, people being like, oh, I'm going to Coachella this year or whatever. But I feel like I haven't seen as much of that.
I feel like 2016 really marked a year of when people stopped going for the music and started going just to take photos and be influencers. Like, and I think it's kind of full circling where now there's less, like, influencers there, but more people are going and actually enjoying the music. Like, there's just celebrities there. There's not necessarily influencers there as much, but there's more celebrities. Like, Taylor Swift was there casually.
Oh, really?
Yesterday. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Her and Travis were there. They were holding some drinks. They were chilling. I'm pretty sure they had, like, undercover cops, or not cops, undercover bodyguards with them in the crowd because they were, like, chilling in the crowd next to, like, Sabrina Carpenter and Ice Spice. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of which, I'm looking at the lineup right now, and it looks like they have quite a few different acts. One that's really standing out to me right now is Hatsune Miku.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know. I think that's, like, an anime person, so I don't know.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that because it was a big screen.
What? Is this, like, gorillas? Or do you know?
So it was, like, I think that person's performance was, like, a screen, and then, like, a screen in the middle of the stage with this, like, anime girl dancing, and then a bunch of, like, real-life dancers on the side. I'm, like, 90% sure. I think it's, like, a DJ set, maybe.
Okay.
That uses, like, an anime girl as, like, the
interesting
figure.
Okay, yeah, because I know that, like, with gorillas, which is, I'm sure, as you guys know, it's, they're, like, a band, but they're, like, a fictional band, so all of the characters, like, are not real people.
They have, like, fun characters. Yeah,
yeah, so that's interesting. But also, if you guys were to go to Coachella, like, which acts would you be the most excited for?
Me personally, like, I love Lana Del Rey. Like, I feel like that's, like, everyone is, like, I love Lana Del Rey. It's, like, that's just, like, don't know, I'd love to see her, but also, like,
I've heard she's not a good performer, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I would still see her. Like, just, like, I want to see her in person. Like, I just, like, need to see her. I also, like, okay, this is going to be, like, a complete 360, but I heard that Lil Uzi Vert puts on, like, such a good concert.
Oh, yes. Lil Uzi Vert was, I heard they were, like, voguing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard what? They had, like, they death dropped. Like, and I've heard that they put on, like, a super good show always since, like, you know, like, 2016 when they were, like, they, like, got, like, huge. But I would really like to see them. And then, I don't know.
I see. I'm, like, so strongly. I think they sprinkled really popular people throughout their schedules very interestingly. Where, like, there's, like, the headliners and stuff. You know, I think I would have probably, I would say, Chapel Roan, Faye Webster, and Tyler, the Creator would be, like, my top people I'd want to see, just, like, in concerts in general. But, like, I don't know, even, like, scrolling through, I'm, like, I would have to, like, go to Tyler, the Creator and then, like, run to another venue because, yeah, like, I don't know anyone else on his day.
Yeah, see, I was surprised at how many venues they have. I think they have, like, 8,
mm-hmm, which... Something like that, yeah. Oh, yeah. Victoria Monet?
Apparently Renee Rapp is also performing on Sunday, which...
Yeah,
you know, good for
Renee so Rapp. Is Lil Yachty.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, the more I look at the lineup, the more it's like, oh my gosh, wait, I know them.
Wait, the
I know
Rose them. Is performing I right before them. Renee Rapp? That's the Rose is another group from Korea.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah, okay, speaking of which, I was surprised that they have a couple of different K-pop acts. They have like ATEEZ and they have Le Sserafim.
Yeah, and then also The Rose, which is like a band in not necessarily like K-pop, but I thought their groups that they brought from, because they, I don't know, I feel like since like 2020, 2021, they've really been trying to bring like at least one or two groups from like two K-pop groups just because like they know how popular like and how obsessed fans are. But I feel like, I don't know, the first one that had like kind of made the standpoint for like K-pop at Coachella was Blackpink when they had their performance, and that like slayed. That they left no crumbs there. They were having the time of their life.
I literally just saw a TikTok about that performance this morning. It was like a video from it, and it was like the set that changed Coachella.
Yeah, because like it was like a set that like random Western artists, like random celebrities were like hanging out, and we're like, oh wait, this is kind of good. They were like, wait, this goes hard. And so it was really funny. But the two groups that were brought here, ATEEZ is like definitely deserved. ATEEZ has been like, I feel like, a group that's been waiting to like get more publicity.
Wait, have you seen the like this TikTok account called like Bebop or whatever, and it's like this like small child and their mom? And they, it's really interesting content because they narrate stuff with, like, totally deadpan, but it's like, I'm so happy. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
I haven't seen that. You'll have to send me it after.
It's interesting, but they're huge ATEEZ fans, and there's, like, videos of them going to, like, K-pop conventions and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I've heard the cameraman for the ATEEZ set was really bad, though, like, the official Coachella one. Le Sserafim being on... That's an interesting pick, I have to say. Because Le Sserafim is, like, a really rookie group. Like, they're new. They're, like, a completely... Like, they're a very new group. So I think it's okay. A really surprising choice, especially because a lot of people think that they can't, like, sing live.
No.
And I thought it was really... They were really funny, though. They were like, oh, my gosh, we're going to, like, go off the stage and then we're going to go drink. Oh, but not you two, you underage members. And that just kind of shows how young they are and how, like...
Yeah.
How many, like, young members they have in the group. I don't know. I think the ATEEZ was a good pick. I probably, like, if you're putting, like, a new rookie group, I would probably put, like, ITZY or NewJeans in there instead. Because mm-hmm. they at least are, like, a little more used to
yeah.
going to stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. I remember one of my roommates, I think, my freshman year of college, she was super into K-pop. And she talked about how she saw, like, TXT at Lollapalooza mm-hmm. or something. So... It's been really interesting just seeing, like, K-pop groups come to, like, quote-unquote, like, mainstream music festivals. That's been interesting.
I think it's really interesting, too, because, like, I feel like when K-pop groups perform in Korea, it's, like, the fans only listen to them. They know, like, the fan chats, and they, like, know everything going on. And then a lot of the times in these, like, Western-dominated music festivals, it's like, it really depends on like how big of a crowd you have, like on what the vibe will be. And so I think it's like an interesting choice. I feel like it's a good way for groups that want publicity in the Western world. It's a good method. Like TXT yeah. is not really like, the only reason TXT is really well known is because they were like the baby brothers of BTS. And so I feel like they're trying to like make their own like Western mark. Yeah. Me going on my little tangent here.
No, I love hearing your takes, especially because, again, I'm not the big, like, pop culture person. But it's really interesting how you bring up, like, that they, like, the publicity, the, I can't speak, the publicity point, especially because there's 8 different venues. And if you have all these different acts at the same time, it makes you wonder, like, how do you decide, how do you decide which act goes where and, like, where to schedule people?
Yeah, I feel like they distribute the headliners first for sure and then go from there. And probably I feel like they would have to ask like the artists like what time of day they want to perform, you know? Hopefully, I would assume that they would ask, but who really knows?
Yeah, definitely. But if you guys were going to Coachella, what would you wear? I know Kayla brought up earlier the point of like butterfly wings and stuff. So let's say you get to go to Coachella for free. What are you wearing?
Oh my gosh, I haven't even thought about this. I would have, okay, first off, hair. I would have like really long hair extensions and I'd like pull a Rapunzel and I'd get like a ton of flower clips of like all different like sizes and colors and I'd like put it all throughout my hair. It would be like long and curled with like a bunch of little flowers in it and it would be beautiful. And then I think for outfits, I would have like, okay, my vision is like a really long, low-rise, white, flowy skirt. And then for a top, like, I don't know, something that's also like really pretty and floral and flowy. I want to feel like a fairy. Like, I feel like that's...
I feel like you would put that aesthetic very well.
Thank you. And when I think of Coachella, I think of like that, like those beautiful kind of bohemian outfits. And that's, I want to be like, yeah, I want to look like a little fairy.
I feel like I would use Coachella as the opportunity to buy the one clothing item that my mom has never allowed me to buy, which is overalls. I want a pair of overalls so badly. Like, put me in. I want to look like a little farmer boy. Like, I so badly want them. Like, I would eat that up. I would, like, want a little, like, I don't know, like, I'll put, like, a little tank top on underneath it. Ooh. Like, I would go full like hick moment because I know one of the things that's in is denim this year, actually. Yeah. James Charles' outfit was a full denim outfit, you know, which I don't know if we really should be taking fashion trends from him. But, you know,
also, I mean, you're an adult. You can buy overalls now.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
That's fair. Yeah.
I think that it's really interesting to see the different fashion trends because it is known for a lot of influencers to splurge on the outfits they're going to wear at Coachella. And so I think it would be a really great shift for Coachella to like go more the vintage route and like bring back like really like make the, well, I guess, yeah, like think about where you're getting your clothes from, you know, for Coachella and like bring back like the denims in like a sustainable way.
Yeah.
And not like, yeah.
Wait, guys, why did I not know? Like, I knew that it's always hot at Coachella, but I just looked at the temperature for Indio, which is where it is in California, and every single day it's like a high of 96 and sunny.
Oh, that's...
Like, yeah, because people like camp out, like they have like tents there, or like a lot of influencers go back to hotel rooms and then they like bring their full like glam of like, and it's usually a lot of sunscreen.
Well, because I like, if today at 81 degrees I felt like I was actually melting and dying in just a swimsuit, like, oh my gosh, 96 all day for a music festival in a crowd.
Yeah, that would not be my vibe. I would not want to do that.
I don't know if I'm making this up, but I think I remember seeing like reports of like people getting dehydrated at Coachella or something, which sounds plausible given that it's super hot.
I feel like
hot.
They would, especially with like how expensive tickets are just to like even attend. I cannot imagine how much like beverages are there.
Ugh.
Like cannot imagine what goes on there.
Yeah, I was looking at this, but apparently you have to pay extra for a locker, and it's not cheap. Lockers go anywhere from $79 to $99.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, for context, like, at a local venue here in Madison, to, like, store stuff in a locker during a concert, it's, like, $15. Mm-hmm. Like,
parking is $249 plus fees.
Wow.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Also, I was looking at, like, how much it costs to, like, go to Coachella overall. And it looked like the festival passes were honestly less than I expected.
I thought I saw somewhere that VIP was like $1,300.
It is. No, I mean just like passes for like the music festival itself.
Oh.
Yeah, but VIP is like over $1,000, which is yikes.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like Coachella. So Coachella this year, it's apparently the slowest that it's been in a decade in terms of like sales.
Whoa.
So apparently it took 27 days to sell out weekend one, and then weekend two still hasn't sold out. And I really wonder if that has to do with the fact that they've kind of like made Coachella like an influencer like get together kind of moment, instead of like making it accessible and affordable to people who aren't influencers.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised because I was looking through the Coachella website, and apparently they have like a collaboration with Fortnite, which for people who don't know is a video game. So I feel like if you told me in 2016 that Coachella was gonna collab with a video game, I would have said no way. Like,
I feel like in 2016 that was when like Coachella was like collaborating with Tarte, the makeup brand, and like there was, like, a bunch of, like, makeup and, like, beauty brands, like, sponsoring.
Yeah, but I feel like Tarte, well, Tarte isn't, like, a high-end makeup brand, but it's still, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the vibe of what Coachella was back then and, like, the perception of Coachella I have in my mind is very different from, oh, we're getting sponsored by Fortnite. Because I feel like people make a lot of jokes about Fortnite, and it's seen as, like, a Gen Alpha game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I know a lot of, this one influencer I follow, who is she? I think she was sponsored by like Coach.
Oh,
was her sponsor to like Coach took her there. So I think it depends influencer to influencer. But I thought it was really interesting that like Fortnite was sponsoring Coachella overall.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you guys were influencers, and you got a sponsorship, what company would be sponsoring you to go to Coachella?
Oh my gosh, that's such a great question.
I think I would be sponsored by Erewhon. I think that'd be really funny.
Oh, that would be good. I feel like I'd want either like a water bottle brand to sponsor me, or no, the Lego store wouldn't sponsor me.
Wait, that's kind of iconic.
It would be kind of fire. Or like, I could see myself like a sports brand sponsoring me, because I like wearing baggy clothes to stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Caleb. Pull a baggy jeans.
Mm-hmm.
I would love, okay, since, like, my vision currently for, like, my make-believe Coachella outfit is, like, lots of, like, flowers in the hair, flowers on the top. Like, maybe some sort of, like, I don't know, like, environmental plant, floral, I don't know. Something that has to do with, like, the environment or, like, flowers. Or also, I feel like it'd be fun to have just, like, a fruit company or, I don't know, something, like, super random where it's, like, I know, I'll get, like, free stuff.
Like, an acai bowl to sponsor you.
That would be wonderful.
What about you, Hugh? Wait, you already said yours.
Ooh, no, I want to get sponsored specifically by, like, the super expensive, overpriced, like, Erewhon smoothies. Like,
yes.
I want that department of Erewhon to sponsor me.
The Hailey Bieber smoothie.
Exactly. Yeah.
Did you see Charli D'Amelio's outfit?
No, but let me do a quick Google
her
search.
And, like, who else was it? Oh, it was her, and then I saw someone else. It was a very, like, they had, like, the rave aesthetic going on. And I thought it was interesting.
Okay, wait. I love her outfit. I think
it suits her well.
I think the skirt and, like, the bandana and everything she has going on is, like, very Coachella. Like, that's, like, when I think, like, that's a Coachella type of outfit. But, like, do you guys know, like, oh, what's his name? Like, Noah Miller on TikTok?
Yes.
And Mills. I really didn't like, because like I was expecting so much more from him as far as outfits go.
He was chilling with his fit,
and it was just like, okay, like oversized, like I get it, like comfort, like you want to be comfortable, but also it's like Coachella is basically a fashion show. Like, you gotta, like, Coachella is part music And then also, like, part fashion. Like, you gotta go crazy.
Speaking of Noah, I saw his video where he showed up, where no one showed up to the one DJ set. And you said you knew a lot about this.
Yeah. So, Zandra, DJ Zandra, she's, like, been a DJ for a while, for a couple of years. And she got really famous on TikTok because her and a girl named Alex Earl, like, 2 years ago, they both went to U of Miami. And they posted just, like, a fun little dancing TikToks. And they were wearing, like, a swimsuit. And they're both gorgeous, gorgeous girls. So that TikTok, like, went mega viral. Like, millions of likes. And both Alex and Zandra started to get a bit of a following. And Alex Earl, I feel like, if you don't know who Alex Earl is, she's, like, a very popular influencer right now. She has a podcast and does a lot of those, like, Get Ready With Me videos. But she is, like, very smart when it comes to marketing, and she, like, ended up, like, blowing up on TikTok pretty big and becoming this, like, celebrity almost. And now she's dating, like, an NFL player. But anyways, her and this Zandra chick used to be really good friends. And then, like, all this stuff went down between them, and Alex basically said, like, Zandra's not a good person. And a lot of her followers started to, like, send some hate toward her, and I think Zandra lost a lot of her following when that happened. So I don't know if that has to necessarily do with why there weren't a lot of people at her set. But also, like, I didn't know she was a DJ until, like, I followed her for, like, 2 months. Like, that didn't seem like that was what she was all about.
I think it's so funny because when Noah first posted that video, everyone thought he was talking about Tara Yummy.
I didn't know she was a DJ either. Like,
I don't
think
Tara is.
She's not?
No, I don't think so. But I think, I don't know, I feel like a lot of the DJ sets have, like, premix sets, which is, like, not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like when people want to go to, like, these lineups, they want to see, like, either live performance or, like, live DJing. So, and I don't know what Zandra did for her set, but, yeah.
Interesting. See, I always find it really... I don't know. I feel like TikTok is a relatively new platform. I think it, like, kind of took off during the pandemic, but I feel like in such a short span of time, there's been so much drama.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I know that Charlie D'Amelio got her, or she became really, really big, I think, like, right around the pandemic on TikTok.
She had the most followers on TikTok.
Yeah.
For a while. I think she still does, probably. But a lot of people were like, did you buy the followers? Because, like, she never showed up on anyone's For You page.
Yeah.
But I think the one thing TikTok does, and I don't know if it's a necessarily well or bad, but they have, like, really intense, like, rabbit holes that you get sucked down, and then you just, like, hang out there, and then you go down another rabbit hole. And so it's, like, very, like, echo chambers where never know. And so that's what I feel like. That's why it seems like there's so much drama always, because it's like your circle probably has a lot of drama.
Oh my gosh. I'm like,
my circle does.
Tangent. Like, my, I have, like, the most niche For You page. Like, and thank gosh, my best friend from high school, her and I somehow both fell down, like, the same rabbit hole of, like, anime edits, but to songs from Hamilton the musical.
Oh.
Yeah. So her and I will, like, send each other those, because I don't know anybody. I bring up those two words together, like, oh yeah, do you want to watch the TikTok on my For You page? It's a Jujutsu Kaisen edit to Nonstop from Hamilton the musical.
I've been getting a lot more Hamilton stuff on my feed lately because my roommates have been nonstop singing Hamilton, which is actually very annoying. But yeah, should we do my rap? Wait, okay.
Because I was going to say, speaking of TikTok drama, I know that there was stuff happening with JoJo Siwa. And
oh, yeah.
Ray, you can talk.
So
yeah.
I'm, like, the JoJo Siwa expert of WSUM, I feel. Everyone, I feel like a lot of people were, like, making fun of JoJo Siwa's new song, Karma, which, like, perhaps it is valid. Perhaps. I'm not the one who decides on that. But Avery Cyrus, who's literally her ex-girlfriend, her and her friend group made, like, a whole video where they, like, were showing their outfits to Karma, but they were, like, doing it in, like, a teasing way, like, making fun of JoJo, I feel. And then also Billie Eilish was apparently doing the dance in, like, a random crowd, which I thought was hilarious because Billie has been, like, very openly, like, why are these little influencers in my space? Like, when Harry Daniels, who is the one guy that, like, sings at random influencers, you know, that
yeah.
person.
Yeah.
He, like, when he was there at the one award show, Billy literally was like, why is he here? Like, why are random influencers here?
Oh.
So I think it's valid.
But what's so smart about, like, this whole JoJo Siwa thing is, like, her song has blown up. Like, whether it's, like, people listening to it as a joke or people, like, who secretly do really like it, like, that song is gonna, like, I don't know, when you look up Karma on Google, because I just did a quick Google search, I do Karma space, and then Karma JoJo Siwa comes up before Karma by Taylor Swift, and that was, like, a huge Taylor Swift hit. So the fact that currently Karma by JoJo Siwa is getting, like, that much publicity.
But I feel like, you know, is it all good publicity, though?
Oh,
or
no.
Or is it just everyone's in on the same bit?
It's not, I feel like there's no such thing as bad publicity, though, because now, whether you knew JoJo Siwa beforehand, like, from Dance Moms or whatever, like, I feel like now everybody knows her. Like, everybody has heard about this.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see where she goes with that.
Because it feels like she's been trying to rebrand herself for a while now. I don't know if she's going to be able to continue that trajectory, especially because she's been getting made fun of a lot. But
yeah.
Well, did you also see, like, Karma was quote-unquote stolen from...
Well, okay, so she bought it from the label who basically Britt Smith wrote the song. Miley Cyrus was one of the
yeah.
writers. And they made the song, but they never produced... Like, they never released it.
Yeah.
And then she bought it off the label.
Which, like, does that happen often in the
yeah.
music? Does that actually...
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't know. I know, like, next to nothing about how the music industry worked. And all I saw was a bunch of TikToks where it was... You know, them, like, Miley Cyrus, like, singing that song
years ago. I unfortunately am on, like, sometimes on Meghan Trainor's TikTok, and I feel like Meghan Trainor speaks a lot about, like, she writes a lot of songs for, like, musicians, and so often, like, they'll send demos or, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I do have a list. Should we go through my list?
Ooh, yes.
Okay. No Doubt brought Olivia Rodrigo into their set. No Doubt is the one that... It's the Gwen Stefani's band.
Okay.
Don't
the one with
speak,
the I'm just a girl, that song.
Saying.
Okay.
And I heard a lot of people in TikTok did not think that Olivia sounded good.
Aww.
I personally think she sounded great. She's laid. Sabrina Carpenter waved to Barry Kilgan during her set, and he was like, he was giggling, he was chuckling, he was blushing. It was really cute.
I saw edits of, like, them at Coachella to, like, her new song Espresso,
yeah.
which, by the way, I've been listening to on repeat. It's really catchy. But I don't know. Good for them, I guess.
I think it's really cute. They are, like, such a, like, celebrity couple. They're, like, just a celebrity couple, you know? Let's see. What else do I have on this list? Billie Eilish leaked new song lyrics for her upcoming song. I personally did not like the lyrics, but it was kind of in playing that she's, like, she came out as queer recently, and, like, I feel like it's very her era. Well, also, she was hanging out with Odessa a lot, which is, like, tea on its own, because I'm pretty sure, like, Odessa's in a relationship or, like, just got out of a relationship. But anyways, yeah. Tyler, the Creator, brought out Kylie Ukis?
Kelly
Uchis for their song See You Again, which is, like, iconic. I saw this video of Ice Spice rapping, and it just panned to Justin Bieber, who was, like, watching, like, a proud dad. He was, like, watching, like, a dad who's like, oh, I don't really know what you're doing, but, like, vibe, slay. Like, he was like, okay.
Justin, what are you doing here?
Justin was, like, Justin was Jay chilling. He was, like, he's, like, no one invited me to the half full set, so, like... Or the halftime Super Bowl set. So, like, I'll just be chilling here instead. Grimes, apparently a part of her DJ set, was stuck on double speed for a part of the night. And she apparently, like, was apologizing for it 6 times. She was really annoyed. They caught 070's Shake set, which is, like, which sucks because they have good music. And so it was just cut for no reason. Lana Del Rey exited and entered on a motorcycle, and yeah, I didn't actually listen to what she sounded like, though. I've heard she's a bad live performer, though.
Oh,
I heard at Lollapalooza last year her vocals were a little but Chapel Roan, she slayed as always.
I mean, Chapel's coming to Madison, which has been huge. I think her show here sold out.
I want to go so bad.
Yeah. Chapel, please. Please, Chapel, if you're listening, let us in, please.
Yeah, Suki Waterhouse, that was your point, but...
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I was going to say, that shocked me a little bit.
Yeah, me too, because people might not know this, but I think she, like, very recently had a baby.
Yes.
And now she's, like, performing, what, I don't know, like, an hour-long set at Coachella in, like, sweltering heat. It's, like...
She looked really good, though.
Yeah, props to you, but, man.
Good for her. I hope Robert Patterson gave her, like, a really good, like, hug after that.
Aw.
Yeah. what else do I have? I think that might be my whole list. But, yeah.
Honestly, because what is it? This was the first weekend of Coachella, and there's another weekend, right, from what I've seen. It feels like a lot has happened in just this one weekend.
I feel like a lot of people always go to weekend one and then, like, less at weekend two. Like, weekend one, I feel like, is always more popular.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at the lineup for weekend two, and for whatever reason, I can't seem to find it. That just might be a me problem.
I don't think it's on the Coachella website yet.
Okay.
It's, like, found in other locations, but... Okay. Also, I can't believe you didn't know that Role Model and Emma Chamberlain broke up.
Okay, here's the thing. Listen, like I said, I rely on Ray for all of my pop culture news, and I just know that apparently, like, he wrote a song about, like, how much he loved her or whatever, and it's like, oh, cool. And then...
Well, Ray's written many songs about her.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But I only knew they broke up because they broke up right around the same time that Maddie Ziegler and, what is his name? And her ex-boyfriend broke up. They, like, broke up the same week, and I was like, this is huge news in the community of my brain. But yeah, I wonder, I'm going to look up right now if my favorite YouTuber, well, not my favorite YouTuber, but if she went this year.
Okay, wait, going back to the Suki Waterhouse thing, she revealed the gender of her newborn baby, like, on stage, like, during her set. And, like, I think she did it, wait, I'm trying to, like, read this article. She did it by holding up, like, a Polaroid of her with her daughter, like, that just, like, sounds so... Wait, I don't know if that's like,
really
for
cute.
Sure what happened. Yeah, like, she held up a picture, and that's just... Oh.
You went good for Suki.
Okay, so Ava Gutowski, who's My Life is Ava, she was, like... She's been to Coachella 7 times, apparently. And she made this video of, like, what I would wear if I was going this year or something. But I don't think she's actually going. And... She has commented about how it was way different pre-COVID and how it's, like, way different now.
Okay. Also, sorry, back to Kayla's point. I just looked this up, but apparently Suki Waterhouse's baby was born in March of 2024. So Suki isn't even, like, a month post, or, like, maybe is about a month postpartum. And that's wild. Like, you know what? Props to Suki.
Proud of her.
Yeah, that's wild. I don't know if I could do that.
I wonder how long in advance they, like, pick out the artists.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. if you guys were Suki Waterhouse, do you think you'd be able to slay as hard as she did? Or you'd be like, no,
I wouldn't have
home.
A baby,
no,
so.
Never.
All props to Suki. I don't want kids.
So fair.
So it wouldn't have been a situation in the first place.
Do you think Rob was at home with a kid? Like, yeah.
Honestly, probably.
The TV on. Yeah. I feel like he will be such a good dad. And I'm not I don't have any credentials to, like, base that off of. Like, I have no evidence of why. I just, like, I feel like he just, like, looks like such a dad, and he's just such a dad figure.
Whenever I watch, like, interviews or, like short little clips of him in interviews and stuff, I'm like, that's like dad's sense of humor. Like, this man is prepared. he's ready to embarrass his child when he picks up kids for soccer or something. I'm like, yeah, you're ready. So yeah, any last thoughts on Coachella before we wrap up for today?
Not really. I mean, I think you're right about, like, how pre-COVID and post-COVID Coachella is so different. Because out of curiosity, I did look up earlier, like, what people voted as, like, the best years of Coachella, and it was, like, 2017, 2018, 2019, where people were like, these were, like, the best. I don't know if that was necessarily, like, the best lineups or the best years in general at Coachella, but then it seems like after COVID, not so much.
I feel like that kind of goes to the point of, like, how people don't know how to act in, like, crowd etiquette. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because, like, COVID, I feel like, skipped, like, a bunch of people now don't know how to act at concerts. And so it's just made, like, concerts unlikable to go to.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I think I saw a video. I can't remember which artist it was, but apparently someone, like, threw their phone on stage and it hit an artist, like, in the eye or something. And apparently there's been a bunch of incidents like that where people have to have been like, don't do this.
There's like, been a ton of situations like that where, like, artists have to, like, step in and set boundaries for people or for, like, their fans just to, like, have good concert etiquette because people don't know. Oh, also, Lana Del Rey brought Billie Eilish out for a song.
Oh,
that's another fun thing that happened.
Nice.
Sorry, that's a tangent.
But I remember you went to a concert recently, right? And you were talking about how a lot of stuff happened at that concert.
Yes, I was at the Driver's Era concert in Madison. And I feel like the most annoying thing that can happen when fans is, like, when fans demand things of the artist. Like, they were, like, telling Ross Lynch to take off his shirt, and I thought that was a really inappropriate thing to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It also was, like, these girls behind me were, like, talking about how they wanted to elbow their way to the front.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
yeah, that's not the point.
I don't know if I agree with that. And I don't know. It was, like, very pitcore, but, like, also, like, people were I don't know. You're allowed to, like, talk during people's sets, but people are, like, talking during, like, Ross's, like, acoustic set, and I thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah, that feels, like, rude, and it's, like, what's the point of going to a concert if you're going to talk over the music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, I think Drivers is a band that Ross Lynch...
And his brother, Rocky,
Yeah, and you talked about how people, like, would keep filming only Ross Lynch because he's a celebrity and they wouldn't. Yeah.
So Rocky's like this great guitarist. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of solos because, you know, they're a band, obviously. And every time Rocky would have a solo, I would like, you know, like they usually bring the like guitarist up to the middle of the stage or something. And like everyone in front of me would still just film Ross, which I don't know. I felt bad for Rocky because I think Rocky did great.
Yeah, I'd be pretty frustrated if I was an artist. Yeah. So, moral of the story, don't be a jerk at concerts. Thanks for listening to On Wisconsin News, reported by Badgers for the rest of Wisconsin. I'm Hewan Lim.
I'm Kayla Dembeck.
And I'm Ray Kirsch. Thanks again. Tune in next week.